Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord because he is good and his mercy shall endure. Amen. That was a beautiful song by Ntokozo Mbambu titled Yinaye. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back, and here's God's word for the fifth day in March 2024. There is no partiality with God. And our opening scripture, Romans chapter 2 verse 11 says, "For there is no partiality with God." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. And we thank you for making us partakers in this day. We also thank you for your word that you have sent to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, in this season of flourishing, if there is one thing you should know, it is the fact that there is no partiality with God. In other words, experiencing the flourishing life is not a preserve of a few privileged groups or an exclusivity of a reserved class. God wants everyone who has accepted his offer of salvation to live and enjoy this good and flourishing life. Simply put, if you are not yet enjoying the good life that Jesus came to offer us, then you are missing out big time. While some believers think that this good or flourishing life can only be experienced when we get to heaven, It should be noted that every believer can partake of the life and power of the coming age while still in this earthly body. We can see that referenced in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 5. According to our theme scripture for the month, what qualifies you to partake of the flourishing life is righteousness. In Psalms 92 verse 12, the Bible says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." If you are truly born again, then you have the righteousness of Christ and therefore qualified to flourish like the palm tree in everything that you get involved with. In Psalm chapter 1 verses 1 to 3, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or set foot on the path of sinners, or sit on the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, and who prospers in all he does." So, while it is true that every believer has been called to live this flourishing life, not every believer will experience the reality of it on this side of heaven. For example, the Bible tells us that the one who qualified to enjoy the flourishing life is a believer who does not seek or follow the advice of wicked people. In other words, even though you are righteous because you are a believer in Christ Jesus, if you choose to follow the advice of unbelievers, then you will not be positioned to enjoy the flourishing life. Therefore, it is not up to God to determine whether you enjoy the flourishing life or not. It is entirely up to you. If you access the Word of God and apply yourself to the principles of God's Word, then your life will be as flourishing of that of a palm tree, still fruitful in old age. Shalom. Let us pray together, believers. Say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for showing me that living the flourishing life is entirely up to me. I'm determined to listen and do your word continually. I declare that I function in the covenant of exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine. Because my light has come, I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Williams McDowell singing a beautiful worship song titled Stay. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming away again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Know what it's like to be in the presence of the Lord, and I know what time is, because time stood still. Bodies were healed, families restored, because we stay here in the presence of the Lord, and no one had to say a word. Couldn't even make a sound, but I'd give up everything for this treasure I found. I never wanted to be alone, so I say, stay. I don't want you to go. Cause my heart is burning in your presence, Lord. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. And I want more. Anybody feel like I feel in this room? Cry that out in this room, say, I want more. what I go. My heart is crying. My heart is burning when you talk to me.